Well, it's been stormy this afternoon. We had the Blue Angels here performing for an air show that is awesome. It's called Thunder Over the Sound, and it's over the Gulf of Mexico. And it was a little bit stormy this afternoon, so the show did not last as long as normally, but it will be doing it again tomorrow. I'm excited about it. But, yeah, I wanted to tell people I'm very sorry to not be here last week. I had to resolve a lot of computer issues, so I'm happy to be back again. And hopefully we've got this particular problem solved. I hope. You mean of Jewish population? Well, it wasn't easy, but I do have a couple. But the one that the ones that are really concerning is the number of victims that are Christian that are being slaughtered in Nigeria. And I just want to tell you, I don't know if what I saw was someone hacking into a particular program and putting photographs up to frighten people, but the program, I had muted it because I had a phone call that was important and I was trying to watch the program. It was a commentator who has a regularly scheduled program, and in the middle of the program, these pictures came up on the screen and video came up on the screen that was so horrendous, so awful. I haven't seen anything like it since some of the videos that I actually had posted on my website before they took my website down. And it was gruesome, horrible stuff that they were showing. And I couldn't figure out how on earth this commentator had allowed these pictures to be on her program while she was interviewing a guest. And after I've tried to put this together, because the pictures came up in succession twice during the show, and I literally believe it was like intimidation and a threat against Christians, because seeing these people that were being slaughtered like animals, it was very, very disturbing. And I just want to say, you don't know what's going on the internet, even on your internet television broadcasting. We got so much problems going on and interference going on, and especially trying to subvert the message of Christians and the message of the gospel. And I honestly believe that is what was being done. I have never seen anything like it before. And I think the host had no idea that was going on. In Nigeria, that's not the only place, but in Nigeria, we're seeing slaughters of Christians. And I... Well, you also have this going on in the Sudan. The Sudanese were victims of horrible attacks and the slaughter of Christians back in the 80s and early 90s. And now church leaders are saying this is happening again in the Sudan. And you know, we just had to evacuate people from Somalia. So we're seeing this escalation of persecution against Christians. that was the first thing I thought is, okay, wake up, because now this has made every American who travels overseas vulnerable, because the message is, United States isn't going to do nothing about their American citizens unless they happen to be a famous basketball player that's a transgender person. Then they'll get them back. Yeah. Well, you might remember, Usama, when we actually, and I have videotape of that, I did a internet broadcast on this particular topic of the Democrat Party when they wanted God out of the platform. They didn't want any statement that the Democrats believed in God. They wanted it out of the platform. Do you remember that? And yeah, and they took up the vote, and the vote went against keeping God, faith in God, in their platform. But they recounted. And they literally, it was worse. But they ignored it. The minister who was calling for that vote, he said that the yeas had it, that they would keep God in the platform. But it was obvious that there were. Yes, because it was already out, and they didn't want it back in. You're right, Paul. But I will tell you, there are so many people who do not pay any attention to what the Democrat platform is. They are traditional Democrats. They go to church. They may even have Christian faith, and they pay no attention. Do you know, I saw a post that I really liked a couple of days ago, and it said, at this point in time, Christian churches need to ignore their 501c3 status and start preaching about the political situation in America, or we're going to lose it, because that is how all these Christian ministers were silenced in the past, is because they're afraid of losing their nonprofit status. Well, I'm telling you, you better forget that, because we're all going to lose everything if the Christians don't start speaking out, especially if you are a pastor and your congregation are Democrats. You better tell them the truth about the Democrat Party. Is it me or him? Oh, okay. All right, I'll give you another one. You'll love this one. Less than half of those calling themselves born-again Christians now believe that Jesus lived a sinless life. I mean, so this is an inventory. I'm going to tell you. You'll let me read it. The Christian Post published their American Worldview Inventory in 2023. The study was carried out by the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University under the supervision of pollster George Barna. They do this every year, I believe. And it says the study polled 2,000 born-again Christians nationwide between 2020 and 2023 and found that just 44 now believe Jesus committed no sins when he was incarnate. But sadly, compared to 58% in 2020. And it also found that during the pandemic, the number of those who believe God has a unique call or purpose for their lives fell from 88% to a mere 46%. I could go on with other numbers, but the point is, this is tragic. Those who are deeply committed to practicing their religious faith fell from 85% to 50%, while those who read or study the Bible at least once a week fell from 60% to 55% during the pandemic. I'm wondering how they're reading their Bible, even 55%. And I'm thinking Jesus didn't live a sinless life, and they say they are a born-again believer. You would think. Well, I believe it can be the opposite. You know, it either pushes people closer to God or further away from them. And I watched that when we got hit with Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Some Christians really fell away because they said, I can't believe God would allow that to happen to me. I'm a faithful Christian. Other people who were atheists became believers. And this is the trial of... I understand that. Let me put it a different way so you'll understand that what I'm saying. People who were faithful church goers. There are church goers that are no more saved than the man in the moon. I try to tell people, look, going to church doesn't make you a Christian. But many of them don't know that. And I think pastors are cowards because if they've got a big congregation, they don't want to say, hey, are y'all sure you're saved? Y'all sure you're born again? Do y'all sure that you've had your sins forgiven by coming to repent and asking Christ to forgive you because of his shed blood? They don't want to preach that gospel. They preach in baloney. Like, oh, yes, well, let's all praise God for the way he's blessing and keeping us and, you know, I don't know what they're doing, but it is not the ministry of Jesus Christ and the message of salvation and the gospel. Amen. Lastly, pray for the people in Indonesia. You know, I know you have a ministry that goes out to Indonesia, and they were just struck by another earthquake. You know, they had a 5.6 quake a few weeks ago, and 300 and some people were killed. They have been just struck by another quake 4 days ago, a 7.3 quake. And we just need to keep in mind that pray that these things that are happening will allow Christians to be exposed as believers in Christ who may be able to offer hope to the many Muslims that are there in Indonesia. So I just noticed this on my, I get alerts about earthquakes, and I was kind of concerned when I heard that. That's a pretty heavy-duty quake, 7.3, and I know they just had one before. So, yeah. Well, I agree, Usama, and that's why we know all these things are in God's hands. I just had a caller on the line for Blog Talk Radio, and they had a hand up, but if you call back on, I'll try to get you on the air, but I did not click on that quick enough to catch them, so I'm sorry about that. All right, I'll wave and make a face more than I usually do. Well, our caller's back. I'm going to check with them and see if they still want to come on. Okay, hold on just a minute. You go ahead with what you're doing.
Yes. Hey,
okay,
folks,
go
how
ahead
you doing?
With your comment or question. They should be able to hear you.
Right on the top of hold on, give me, I'm sorry, I just
I know, I'm trying to get him to speak up, and I'm turning my mic up. Can you hear? Okay, if you could speak up just a little bit, we're going to try to get you on there.
Yes, ma'am, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but your voice is a little bit low, and they're not hearing me. You saw me, or can you hear them? Okay, you can go ahead and tell me, and I'll just repeat that to them, okay?
All right, so say words, and then you're going to have to translate it to other people. I'm not going to take that opportunity to be hilarious.
I'm not really sure. What is it now?
I was just
I wasn't
trying to be sarcastic. I'm sorry, I'm Catholic. And I'm also Irish. So sarcasm is a pretty big part of our demeanor.
Okay. He said he's being a little bit sarcastic. I'm having to repeat what you say to them. I'm so sorry. This is...
I know. That's why it's so funny. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to do this to you, ma'am.
Well, just go ahead with your question, and then I'll be able to tell them if you would like me to.
My question is, why do people choose to be terrible all over the
okay,
world?
Okay, I'm trying to hear him, Paul. I'll just wait for 1 second.
I'm sorry. I just wish this would be a one-way channel, like where I could talk to people.
You guys, if you would not both be talking to me at the same time, I'm going to mute myself and see what I can here, but this is kind of an elaborate setup.
Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great if you were the problem? I'm sorry. I'm just messing with you.
It's okay.
Who is supposed to talk? You never told us which one was supposed to talk. I think that the best possible course for humanity in all countries, in all places, of all ethnicities and all belief structures, to not be terrible towards one another. Because the moment that you accept that it's okay to be terrible, you choose death. Because that which you wish upon another, you wish upon yourself. So you should probably stop doing that immediately. Is that fair? Nobody heard that? I'll never know.
I think.
Yes, ma'am. I just heard you.
Can you hear me now? I'm having to mute different microphones to avoid everybody talking over each other. Can you hear me now?
Hello, folks. Yeah, I don't know if anybody heard that last thing I said. I was trying to be very clear. That which you wish upon another, you wish upon yourself. I do not want people to keep being ridiculous towards people they disagree with. It's easy to disprove people in argument. If they have no argument, then you already won. But I don't think that we should be so destructive towards each other.
Well, sir, if you would try to understand who the target is being now, it's to try to reach Muslims. And many Muslims do not know the teachings of the Quran. They don't understand what their religion is all about. And if you realize that Muslims are not easily reached, and a lot of times when we're talking, we're giving them information they don't know. But I can appreciate that you would feel some of the things that are said are rather rude. But it's rudeness.
You think that Muslims aren't learning stuff in the Western world, in the Eastern world, in the Southern world, in the Northern world? Are you kidding me? No, ma'am.
You don't?
I understand the message of Islam. I get it. I understand that entirely. The reason that I do not succumb to that, the reason that I do not submit, is because I'm Catholic.
Well,
I'm going to live my life according to the whole, not submit to anything. I'm going to live my life according to the whole.
Are you reaching Muslims for Christ?
No, ma'am. I'm talking to everybody on this show, and I'm talking to you.
Well, what our target is, and we are reaching and ministering to a lot of Muslims. So that's a little
bit difficult.
That's a little bit difficult, as I'm sure you can understand. We're not trying to tell people to change from being Christian. We are trying to encourage Muslims to question the Quran and question the teachings that they have heard from Muslim sheikhs and
Are you familiar with what they teach people in Saudi Arabia?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, so you can have American schools where you pay money for the kids to go to schools, but if you go to public schools, all they teach is the Quran.
Exactly.
They don't have the ability. Yes, ma'am. Okay, I know. I love that. I love that people understand that. They only have the understanding of the Quran. They are never able to question it because that is basically their math book, their history book, their literature book.
I know, and they're trying to do that here in America, too. I don't know if you know that, but our public schools are filled with Islamic propaganda, and we're trying to educate people against that.
Yes, ma'am.
Our broadcast goes into the Middle East and to Indonesia, but I do want you to know it's a huge task, and if you have anything that you can offer to help promote that message, because one of the problems is when Muslims leave Islam, as we know, because some of them we know have, their lives are in danger because of leaving Islam is punishable by death. It's very
difficult.
Ma'am.
I cannot go into Jeddah two times in my life. I'm Catholic. I should have never made it out of there the first time.
Well, God bless you. I'm glad you made it. And keep the faith and keep your prayers going for this rest of the world that we have to stand here in America, I hope. So, anyway, I will try to relay your comments. I don't know that I can convey them with the same, and I wish I could get you on the air.
I apologize for saying them in the way that I said them. Have yourself a nice day.
Fine. But I will tell you thank you, and thank you for calling back. I think if you go to YouTube, you may be able to make comments and type on the
I'm being sent to Ukraine in 3 days. I can't YouTube
Lord.
Or anything anymore.
I'm very sorry to hear that. Because
I know.
We're not sure
a bunch of people take care of everybody.
Nazis,
because Americans
Muslims.
Are lazy.
I'm sad to hear that. But we have other friends, you know, that we know are in the military, and we're very concerned about their welfare. So I'm going to tell them we need to pray for our guys in the military, because they're being put through, this is ridiculous for them to be being put through this stuff they're being put through for Ukraine. It's ridiculous, and I'm sad
for it.
It's
not a military operation from the Americans. It's contractors that are smarter.
True.
It doesn't
True.
Matter.
Well, it matters, because unfortunately I don't believe we're getting the truth about anything that's going on there, and I hope you are safe. But I'm sad that I sometimes think I can believe Putin more than I can believe Biden, but that's my personal problem.
You should believe in find an old dictator from the ages and just start believing in him, because that's the same thing. Everybody's lying.
I know. That I do.
Yeah.
And that is
Jan Hus.
That is,
you know what? Go look back in the history books for Jan Hus. There you go. That's somebody to believe in. He was crucified.
Well, I'll tell you what. I just bought about $300 worth of books, because I am committed that reading a book, ink and paper are not going to change. And I've bought old history books. And books, I have a lot of material on World War II, Hitler,
Have you heard of thriftbooks.com?
Which now?
Thriftbooks.com. You can buy $500 worth of books for like $20.
Yeah, I actually have bought books there.
All right,
so
teamwork. I'm not trying to throw you off.
No, but I think that's important, because I've been telling people, get books, because you're going to find what's being told to you. You need to check it out, because we're being lied to so much.
Be smart.
I don't know if
that is the only way you survive. Be smart all the time.
Yeah.
Learn
well,
how to grow food. Learn
right.
how to hunt. All of it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I just saw a big turtle swimming in the river, and I said, gee, I don't know, but we may need to learn that. So.
I don't know why we're not friends.
That's funny. Well, listen, you just keep us in prayer, okay? Keep us in prayer. We'll keep you in prayer. Can I ask your first name?
Joshua. Yeah.
Joshua?
Very biblical.
That's a good name. That's a good name.
I know. I'm not going to say that the guy I'm named after walked around the walls of Jericho with a horn and tore those walls down.
Well,
no,
I'm
that
gonna
actually
tell
happened.
You what. Yes, well, I believe it happened. But I think, unfortunately, it was a different time. But Joshua was the same name as Yeshua, and that's the same name of Jesus.
Yes,
so there you
I
go.
Know. I'm aware of that. I know, Yeshua. Yeshua and Yeshua.
Right.
Yeah, I know, Jesus. I get it. Yes, ma'am. Oh.
All right.
And why are we not friends?
Well, because I don't know who you are.
We should be best friends right now. Yes, ma'am.
Well,
no, that's,
all right.
That's the entire
well,
game.
You try and stay in touch. If you're going to be out of the country, though, I don't know how you do that, but we'll keep in mind, and maybe you'll call us next time. I'll watch for your number,
you
okay?
You know what's weird about being overseas and going to war? Because I already
what's
did
that?
This in Africa one time.
Wow.
You be...
Where were you in Africa?
I was in Nigeria.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we were just talking about Nigeria. It's very bad there.
Yeah.
Okay,
first
there.
Of all, if you
yeah.
go if you go to Africa, Nigerians are the best Africans you could ever meet. They are the most friendly people on the planet.
Well, I have some friends that live here. I babysit for their kids. They're from Nigeria. And he's in our American
military. Nigerians are my favorite. Oh, they're my favorite people on the planet. Other than the South Koreans that I met in Jeju. Koreans and Nigerians, you know. I'm more than happy to watch them mud wrestle to claim the title.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got to go, but I have some friends in South Korea as well. So you sound like a good person with the right connections and the right people. So we'll pray for you to be safe. And let us know how you're doing, Joshua. Give us a call anytime, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.